Praise be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord is very demanding, but he is also the perfect gentleman, because whenever he demands something of us, he always leaves us free to make a choice. If anyone wishes to come after me. Now, why does he do this? Very simple. Freedom is the essential condition for love. Now, what does it mean to love God? Sacred Scripture uses the Latin word dilectio, which comes from the word electio, which means choice. This is very significant because it tells us that loving God doesn't reside primarily in the sentiments or the emotions, which are good in themselves if there are, but it resides primarily in a firm determination of the will. If anyone wishes, if anyone chooses, if anyone loves. This is why the great doctor of the church, St. Thomas of Aquinas, says that to love God entails three things. He says that it entails what he calls election, benevolence, and friendship. What does that mean? Election. It entails election because it involves that we choose God as the ultimate end of our life, and hence do everything for his glory. Loving God entails benevolence because it involves that we choose to love what God loves and hence unite our wills to his. And it implies friendship because there is a mutual benevolence between the soul and God. So you see that the response of our love for God is in reality a response to his love for us. Jesus said in today's gospel that the Son of Man must suffer. The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected. He already has given his life to us. He already made his choice. He already made his move. Now it is our turn. It is our move. But again, he leaves us free to make a choice. May Our Lady help us choose correctly. Praise be Jesus and Mary.